We are learning Maseches Adarim Daf Nun Aleph Amabez. We are beginning the Mishnah on top of Daf Nun Aleph Amabez. It says that if someone who is neider min hakavush, someone is neider from something that's soaked, that's literally or pickled, ein osa ela min hakavush shel yerek. Then you always mean when you say hakavush, you mean to say a vegetable that was pickled, like a pickle. If you say kavush ani toyim, also b'chol akvushim. If you say kavush ani toyim, then you also anything that was soaked, anything that was pickled, not dafka yirakas. So the Ran explains what's the difference between the reisha and the sefer. In the reisha, it's only kavush al yarek. In the sefer, it's anything that's kavush. So Ran has two pshat. Ran's first pshat is because ha kavush loshon of hey idea, the kavush. So the famous kavush, the usual kavush is a yarek, a vegetable that's kavush, like a pickle. Mashenken, if you say, you don't say ha-kavish, you say kavish anytayim, so then you mean every kavish, anything that's soaked. That's Iran's first pshat. The Iran's second pshat is that the reason why we add on more on the second part of the Mishnah, because he said the word shanitayim, that if you just say plain anoydim and ha-kavish, you only make an edit from kavish, it only means the one kavish, the famous kavish, the kavish of vegetables. Mashenkin, if you say shani toyim, so you added on extra words, you mean to say anything, any taste for any type of kavush. That's the chol d'reisha and the first case and the second case. And the same thing when it comes to the next thing also. Minah shalok. Shalok, we learned in the first Mishnah, means something that's not fully cooked. So ain't also minah shalok shabasa. Then you usually mean a piece of meat that was not cooked well, was the only rear piece of meat. Shalok shani toyim, also b'chol shlukim, you also anything that's undercooked. And again, so if you're the first pshat says ha-shaluk, which means the one that's shaluk, which is usually basar, that's the usual shaluk. And we say shaluk, we add ha-shaluk, it means everything. Or you add it on shani toyim, it means everything. So that's the difference in ha-kavish or any toyim or ha-shaluk any toyim. There's two pshatim that what the difference is. And two pshatim, and the nafmin la-halach is that by ha-kavish it means daf kavish yarek, and ha-shaluk it means daf shaluk shabasa. Omer of Acha Breder of Avil or of Ashi. Omer did kavish mai, did shalak mai, did sli mai, did maliach mai, hecha mashma. That means the next Mishnah also says if you say min hatsli, it means the regular sli, that means basar. Or if you say hamaliach, the thing that's gezalzen, it's salted, is fish. Again, if you say sli shani toyim, means all things that are roasted. So the same type of idea. So here's a question like this: if you say did kavish or did shalak or did sliya, did maliach, what's the halacha? So Ran explains you have to explain each pshat what the shaila is. The first pshat, the difference between the first case and second case is ha kavish or not saying ha kavish. So the question is did kavish like saying ha kavish or not? Like the Ran speaks out the mabayu hakim bayulei ki omer did kavish the shalak b'dalid imashva hayadua aloi, is the mashva the yadua or not? If the second pshat, that the reason why we include everything is because shani tayim, then the question is the kavish including everything? Because the dalah is extra. And maybe it has a mashmayis, anything that's kavish. So it happens to be that if the first pshat, the question is the kavish included in the ha kavish? If the second pshat of the Ran, it's the shayla is the kavish like shani tayim? Because the Gemara is the shayla, mai, hechemash, matibayi. The Gemara stays with the shayla, the Gemara does not have an answer to the shayla. It's like saying teku. In the Dharam, Lashon Tibayi is instead of the word teku. Zokta Mishnevaita, Minatzli. Someone asks himself from something that's roasted. Ain asa ele minatzli shal basa. You only asa in roasted meat. In barbecued meat, Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. Tzli shani tayim, asa v'chal atzluyim. But if you say, Tzli shani tayim, you asa v'chal atzluyim. Anything that's roasted. If you say again the nafkina between hatsli and anytayim, it's like we spoke out to pshat in the Ran min hamaliach. Someone says I'm not going to eat anything that's salted. You know, maliach shadag. You mean you're not going to eat any herring, salted fish. Maliach shenitayim as v'chol meluchim. You also anything that's salted. Now the Ran speaks out. What does it mean salted? Salt doesn't mean something that has some salt sprinkle on it. Salted pashtus means something that you let last in salt. But he brings them from the Yishalmi. That the Shalmi clears the Shaila. The Shalmi says like this: Have a bayin meimar meluach la'olam halashalah. They wanted to say one of them on the Amram there. That meluach means something that's salted forever, not just for a few days. On Rav Yudin, memad taninon, it means a raya to that idea that meluach la'shal is not enough called or meluach. But then he says, "Areya like a boss meluach." Kai nesach adam amrin meluach l'shom meluach. They bring a raya from the mishnah we had earlier on. Someone says areya like a boss meluach, which there just means actually a carbon there that you put salt on it. So you see, even meluach l'shom is called meluach. So I need to show me exactly what's together. What is it goes into the category of meluach? Well, Akapanim, in our mishnah says that ha meluach means fish, means salt of fish. If you say meliach sheni toyim, then it means all meluchim. If you say I'm not going to eat dog dogim, makes it that dog dogim sheni toyim. Also ben ben bigdayil ben b'ktanim, because a dog, when you say one fish, it refers to a big fish, which you eat one of them. When you say dogim, you mean small fish, because that's something you eat a lot of. When you eat sardines, you don't eat one fish, you eat a lot of them. So dog dogum sharitayim, osa behem ben bigdelim ben tanim, because he said dog dogum, ben meluchim ben tfeilim, saiv salted, saiv it's not salted, ben chayim, saiv it's raw, ben mashom, saiv it's cooked, includes everything. But umutter tirus terufa, yemutter im tirus terufa. Tirus terufa is cut up fish, chopped up fish. Chopped up fish is mutter, because when you say dog dogum, it has the mashmayis that it's shleimim, that they're whole, the fish. Umutta b'tiris trufa, which is chopped on fish, uvetzir uvemurius is the girsa. And you also mutter in tzir, which is the fat that comes out of the fish, and a lot of times the insides of the fish are mixed into it. And of course you mutter murius, which is only the oil of the fish. So it's really loizu avzu. You mutter, not only you mutter in, because the first thing is saying you mutter in actual fish, chopped up fish. It's pashu you mutter in the fat of the fish, and it's pashu you mutter in the oil of the fish. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. If someone's annoyed him at Tzachano, if he asks himself from Tzachano, which is chopped up fish, also materials trufa, then you're also in chopped up fish, but still mutter betzir uvemurius, you mutter in the fat that comes out of fish or the oil that comes out of fish. Hanoyde materials trufa, also mutter betzir uvemurius. That's the girsa, the ran. Mutter betzir uvemurius, again, because you only ask yourself from fish, not from what comes out of the fish, not the oil from the fish. And the Ran speaks out that in the case where you ask for materials trufa, then the halacha is you taka mutter in whole fish, because you dafka ask yourself from chopped up fish. When you ask it from tzachana, tzachana is small fish. We didn't speak out exactly why noidim at tzachana is also materials trufa or mutter betzir. So why is tzachana also in chopped up fish? Because tzachana is small fish that are meluach together. And there are some that are chopped up. So if you ask yourself from tzachana, you're also curious true for why? Because tzachana includes both whole and chopped up fish. Masha'inkin, when you say I'm not going to eat curious true for, it's only referring to chopped up fish. It's only referring to chopped up fish. And therefore, shleimim will be mutter, and tzir amurius will be mutter. So the three parts of our Mishnah is like this. The dog with dogim, it's dafka shleimim. If you say tzachana, you also shleimim and chopped up. You say tiris trufa, you only also from chopped up fish. In all cases, you mutter v'tzir amurius, because that's not fish. Zog to Gemara Vayta, Tanya. M'shim v'elos o'imer. Dog shani toyim. If someone says, I'm not going to eat fish, oster b'gdoilim mutter v'ktanim. Because you said one fish, dog. You're only asking gedolim, not ktanim. Daga shani tayim. We had our mission. Dagim means small fish. Here our Gemara tells you daga, which is like lashon akeva of fish. Also daga shani tayim. Also b'ktanim. The loch is you also in ktanim. That's the derech of people to talk when they say a lot of fish. You say daga. So if you say daga, you also in ktanim because it means a lot of fish. So that's what Reb Shimon tells you. The difference between dog and daga. So mutter b'gdolim. If you say dog, dog, oh, if you say dog and dog, oh, shani toyim, also b'gdolim, b'gdolim, you also sag derem, sag tanim. Omer papa la baya, me my dog shani toyim gadol hu. How do you know dog means a big fish? Dichsehu, dichsev. By yiman Hashem, it says by yoina. It says by yiman Hashem, dog gadol. Livloya as yoina. By he yoina, be meya dog shloisha yom shloisha. It says in pasuk in yoina. So you see, a dog is a big one. So, freight the Gemara, if that's true, if you're learning after the Psukim and Yoina, v'achsiv, v'yispal Yoina el Hashem elikav, v'meya doga. So you see that the doga is big, because Yoina davened in the big fish. So it sounds like it was the same fish. And one hand calls him dog, the gadol, and the other hand calls him doga. So you see, it's a big fish. So more lolly kasha, they want palti dog gadol vay dog katan. We actually talk about a different fish. When it says it's spal yena Hashem alakov, yeah, dog, it's not the same fish. The big fish spit out, it went into a smaller fish. The Ran asks, Lachaira, when we say small fish in the Mishnah, it says already in the Rishonim already that the shear of small fish is litra, a small amount. It can't be a small fish if Yoina fit into the fish. It's smaller than the other one, but it's not a small fish. So in Chanami, the Ran says it's all relative. But you see, when you want to say small fish, you say doga. So that's what the Gemara is saying. It's not sure from Yoina. Yoina taka could be mashmat. Doga means a small fish because taka changed fish. It went from the big fish to a small fish. But the Gemara still has a kasha. Still, it's not true. Ella, the pasuk says by Mitzrayim, by the Makas Dam, "Va'adoga asher v'yar mesa." You can tell me, "Ktana mesu udel mesu." Only the small fish died, not the big fish. All the fish died. No, all the fish died. So it must be doga can mean big fish also. So Moses says, "You're right." El doga mashmak deo mashmak tanim. In psukim, doga can mean big fish, small fish. It makes a difference. But when the darim, halachak losh me'adam. By the darim, you go boss losh me'adam, and by losh me'adam, the way people talk, doga means small fish, and dag means big fish. But already the Marsha and others speak out that it's true, even though our Gemara says it's not a raya from Yoyin anymore, therefore you don't have to say a big fish spit out Yoyin into a small fish, still in the Medrash Zavuya that it is true that Yoyin left the big fish and landed up into a different fish, and in a different fish it was in a cave, actually there was a lot of ubrim there, and that's why he was davening, he was very fakfetched in there. I'll read the Lashon Marsha a little bit. The Marsha says, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to the dag, to the fish, and he spit him out into the mouth of the nekeva. So either way, that's taka, even though Agamara is not the maskon of Agamara, but from the medrash, that's how it is, that it went from a dog gadol to a dog katan. Yoyna went from a big dog, big fish, to a small fish. That says in the Mishnah, if you know it from chopped up fish, so we said by you are mutter in the fish juice, in the shuman, in the shemen, you mutter in that. Because that's not chopped up fish. But what happens if you say a realite tzich in mai? Now what's the question? The Ran explains the word tzachana, how does it mean fish? Because tzachana means something with a stench. A very bad smell. That's what tzachana means. So and that usually chopped up fish, it smells terrible. So here you say tzichin, which means a lot of smelly stuff. So maybe that includes even the tzir amorius. And that's the Gemara. Shaila, my tiboi. The Gemara stays with a shaila like a teku. We don't know if you say really tzichin to include tzir amorius or not.